You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, biblical law. Yesterday's show was a lot of meat to chew on. We explained why it was unlawful, illegal, and against God's law to offer an animal sacrifice today. And if you missed yesterday's show, go to the archives and listen, because it is very important, because more than likely, the reason you can't do this is something that you did not know or understand, because the ministers of today do not teach it. Usually it's because they're ignorant of it, but sometimes they're being deceptive. So, here's the next question. Here's another big, juicy steak for you to chew on. This is not milk. This is not fluff. Let me ask you a question. Will there be sacrifices in God's kingdom? During the millennium, when Jesus has returned, will there be sacrifices in God's kingdom? Most people would clutch their chest if they heard me say yes and gasp, and oh no, can't be. Well, let's take a look at Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 36:26, God gives Israel a new heart and a new spirit. This is all future prophecy, not fulfilled. Future, when Jesus returns. Chapter 37, it's the dry bones resurrection chapter, and where God resurrects Israel. In chapter 38 and 39, Gog and Magog are destroyed. That's right, Hal Lindsey was wrong. After Jesus returns, that's when Gog and Magog are destroyed. Chapters 40 through 42 describe a future temple, the third temple. Look at what happens in this temple with Jesus here on earth. Ezekiel 42:13 says, "Then he said to me, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are opposite the separating cord, are the holy chambers where the priests, P-R-I-E-S-T-S, the priests who approach God shall eat of the most holy offerings." You have to have offerings if the priests are going to eat of them. "There they shall lay the most holy offerings, the grain offerings, the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy." Ezekiel chapter 42, verse 13. The sin offering is included in that. Ezekiel 43, verse 7 says, "And he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children forever." Talking about Jesus, he's going to return. He's going to rule and reign from Zion, from Israel, from Jerusalem, forever in the midst of the children of Israel. And yes, to answer the question, there will be animal sacrifices for sin. There'll be trespass offerings, grain offerings, whole burnt offerings, a morning and an evening sacrifice, and Jesus will be the high priest and he will be presiding over them all. So don't take my word. Get your Bibles out, open it up, and read it for yourself, please. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.